It's Drive Time with me, Mike Sweeney, here on 106.1 Rock Radio. And the internet has much to answer for. It's also, though, got much to commend it. It gives us an insight into life worldwide that prior to the internet, we would never have happened. And myself, well, it was Dewsbury, really. He's really the computer buff among us, that came across a blog, sleeptalkingman.com. And this was a blog from Karen Slavik Leonard, who realised that her husband spoke in his sleep, decided that this would be something that was worth listening to first of all, then taping, and then giving us the benefit of those comments through the World Wide Web. So I thought that I would speak to Karen and find out exactly what this was about, and she joined us now. Karen, first of all, thank you for being with us.
My pleasure.
And when did you realise, by the way, what's your husband's name?
His name is Adam.
Right. When did you realise that Adam not only spoke in his sleep, but obviously speaks quite regularly and is relatively lucid?
Yeah, he's so lucid that he never mumbles. I never have to strain. It's always really, really clear. The first time that I heard it was, by now I'd say it's about a year and a couple of months ago. And we were, you know, he had fallen asleep. In fact, the lights were sort of still on. I was working on my computer in bed. And he just started patting my head and said, "Yes, sleep." And I thought he was awake, and I looked over, and he was sleeping. And then a few minutes later, he said, "Enough with the cheese. Enough." Which is totally relevant, because I love cheese. And at the time, I thought that was brilliantly hilarious. But it turned out to be totally small potatoes compared to where things eventually went.
Do you wonder whether, in his subconscious, he knows now that you know? So consequently, when he's actually physically asleep, part of his psyche isn't in a way and thinks, I'm sure that Karen's listening at this moment in time, so we'll do some stuff for her.
I'm sure that that's possible. Another thing we've been thinking about lately, we've been looking back at the calendar and kind of trying to make sense of things. And what we've realized is that the more settled our life has become, the more he speaks. So at the time I first heard him start talking, we were living a really, really unsettled life. He was trying to immigrate to the States. We were waiting. We didn't know what country we'd live in. And our life was just very, very, very up in the air. And then he only spoke now and then. And I noticed that as we settled down in Richmond and our life kind of became quite normal, he just, perhaps the happier he is or the more settled he is, the more he seems to talk.
I've got to do some quotes from the other night. "I'm making pillows. Burn them slowly. Keeps them fluffy."
Yeah.
Pillows.
No, the next one, I think it was the very next one, was actually the best, where he was talking about a potato sack. This is just the tone in which he said it. He said, "Potato bags. I can't find my potato bags. I need them." And then he got quite a desperate tone in his voice, and he said, "Who's got my potato bags? Oh, it, I'll have to use something else." So it's like, he just, it broke my heart when he said, "Who's got my potato bags?"
This is weird stuff. I take it, though, that the way you're going with this, there's got to be maybe a book at the end of all this. Or, I mean, where do you see it going?
When I first put this blog up, so this started as me just keeping a written log for myself. You know, after I got to the point where he'd said enough things, I was getting to the point where I couldn't just keep them all in my memory anymore. I started a little just written log for the benefit of myself and our friends. Of course, I would subject Adam to sitting around hearing me tell all of our friends and family about them all the time. And then there came a point where there was just so much. I sort of created the blog more for my own amusement than anything else. It's really blown up in a way that we couldn't have predicted.
Because I have to say, there was a book with these quotes. I mean, I've just read a few of them from the blog, but if there was a book, I would buy it. You know, at Christmas you get like a little book of Adam's sleepy comments. I just would find that a great read. Can I first of all thank you so much for being with us? Thank you as well, because in the interest of communication, for producing the blog, Karen Slavik Leonard, and the website is Sleep Talking. That's TALKIN without the G. SleepTalkingMan.com is the website, and you'll find the blog there. Karen, have a great 2010. Cheers.
Thanks. Take care.